91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy. I'm Trish Allison with 91X News. The Loyalist College community gave a check for almost $30,000 to the United Way of Quinte yesterday. The amount will help the agency reach its goal of $1.65 million this year. Quinte United Way Executive Director Judy Gilbert says right now the agency has reached about half of its goal. That means the agency is doing a little better now than at this time last year.
We are probably a couple of percent ahead of where we were last year, but we don't want people to think that that just because we are 2 or 3% ahead that we don't need their support.
The money raised will be used to help more than 50 local agencies. Stolen tailgates appear to be a trend of late in eastern Ontario. There was another case in Tweed earlier this week. Central Hastings OPP Community Service Officer Terry Briard wants to remind people to lock their tailgate so it can't be removed.
When the tailgate's locked, they can't remove it. So because they have to bring it down to take it off, like lower the tailgate to remove it. So if it's up and locked, then it can't be removed that way.
Tailgates with a rear view camera can be worth up to $5,000. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty is looking for ideas on how the government can create jobs and growth and keep taxes low. Flaherty told the Canadian Club in Toronto that means it's time to get rid of programs that don't help the economy, but he didn't get into specifics. The minister will be launching cross-country consultations for the 2012 federal budget early next month. Montreal police negotiated with some Occupy protesters who barricaded themselves in a kitchen tent using rope to hold themselves together. But no one was arrested as about 300 officers dismantled the camp in a city park this morning. One protester says the best thing for the movement is to allow the dismantling to proceed peacefully. 3 of 11 Occupy Edmonton protesters on site were arrested this morning and charged with trespassing as police dismantled their camp. Canadian bargain hunters are taking advantage of Black Friday sales in the U.S. A Bank of Montreal survey suggests nearly 1 in 5 Canadians plan to shop in the United States this holiday season, well above last year. Karen Felice of Hamilton was among those heading across the border at Niagara Falls today and says it's really more about getting a couple of days away.
We don't bring that much back and we're there for 48 hours. So our trip away is paid for by the savings that we had. We kill 2 birds with 1 stone. We really don't save any money, but we have a good time doing it.
Some Canadian retailers like Apple, Toys R Us, and Best Buy are also offering special discounts today to try to keep some Black Friday business at home. A 33-year-old British woman has set out on skis to try to become the first woman to cross Antarctica alone. Felicity Ashton expects it will take her about 70 days to make the 1,700-kilometer journey across the frozen continent. She's pulling a sled with supplies and will first head up the Leverett Glacier. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
One game is underway in the NHL on a Black Friday full of matchups. The defending champion Boston Bruins have been on a rampage recently and hope to make it 11 wins in a row at home against the Detroit Red Wings. So far, the Red Wings are ahead 1-0 after forward Vitali Filtpula scored 13 minutes into the first period. There are other afternoon games because of the American Thanksgiving holiday this weekend. At 3 o'clock, New Jersey plays the Islanders, while at 4, Montreal plays Philadelphia. Chicago is at Anaheim, and Edmonton is at Minnesota. Blake Como is now a Calgary Flame. The Flames claimed the struggling forward off waivers from the New York Islanders on Friday. Como scored 24 goals last season, but has been held pointless through 16 games with the Isles this year. The 25-year-old is currently earning $2.5 million on a one-year deal. CFL Commissioner Mark Cohen says he's talking with the league's Board of Governors about a contract extension. Cohen's current deal is set to expire in April of 2012. Cohen says during his annual State of the League address he wants to continue in his current position, and CFL governors also share that sentiment. The 45-year-old Cohen became CFL commissioner in 2007, succeeding Tom Wright. Novak Djokovic is in danger of being eliminated from the ATP World Tour Finals after losing to Janko Tsvetaerik in their final round-robin match. The loss means the top-ranked Djokovic fell to 1-2 in group play. He will miss the semifinals if Tomas Berrich beats David Ferrer in tonight's late match. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 11. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 8. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 11. Right now, it's 11 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.